And Tom, I've got a question for you. Have you ever wondered how long you may live? How old you may live to be? Have you ever thought about it?
Sure. I think everybody has, right?
Mm-hmm. Would you like to take a quick quiz that will determine, within a few years how old you would be?
Be careful what you wish for. Okay, huh? Sure. Let's do it.
You willing to do it?
All right.
All right. You got to answer like half a dozen questions. You ready? We're going to do
sure.
this quick.
Okay.
All right. What is your current age at the time?
That would be 57.
All right. You are male, I take it?
Last time I looked.
Okay. All right. Here we go. Putting in the basic information. Moving on. How tall are you?
I am 5'11".
Oh, I'm sorry. No, that's good. That's good. And what's your current weight?
I don't know. I haven't weighed myself in quite some time.
You look like about a buck 70.
Okay.
All right. Let's go with a buck 70.
Sounds reasonable.
All right. Boom. Okay. What best describes your family history? Family member lived to age 70 with no cardiovascular problems before 55.
See, that's a problem. I don't know.
You don't know?
I was adopted, so I have no idea what my family history was.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, we can't do it then.
Okay. Well, I guess I'm going to live forever.
You don't have any idea, huh?
No. Nope.
I didn't know you were adopted.
Yeah.
You don't look adopted.
Okay. I probably should try to find out family health history at some point, huh?
Well, it's going to be hard to do, isn't it?
Yeah, probably.
All right, well, we can't do it then, party pooper.
Well, why don't you do it?
Oh, I did.
You probably did it already. You were supposed to have died last week.
I did it, and 82 is my age.
Okay.
Which I find really interesting. There's my family has a horrible history. Everybody dies of cancer in my family. My parents died of cancer. My
You're
going to
be the exception to the rule?
I don't know. They don't ask a lot of cancer. It's mainly cardiovascular. How much do you weigh? How often do you exercise? What kind of diet do you have?
Wait a minute. Your diet and exercise plan, and you're going to live to 82?
I don't have any cardiovascular issues. I don't have any heart issues on my parents' side, on either grandparents. It's cancer. The big C gets everybody in my family. You want to do it?
I've just taken the survey.
Oh, you did take it.
While you guys were talking.
And what was your age?
Early 70s.
Oh, that's no good.
Yeah, you got to do something. Yeah.
And you see, because the thing that kills me is weight.
Yeah.
Because otherwise, I mean, I'm not really a drinker. But some of the survey questions are, do you drink?
Right.
Do you use drugs recreationally?
Right, right. Not recreationally.
Yeah, but it also asks things like your driving habits. I don't wear my seatbelt all the
right.
time. So it takes age off for that.
Yeah, and I answered those accurately as well. And yeah, it takes a little bit off. I think 82 was my age. Anyway, I put that survey up on our official Facebook page, Seth Mila WSAU. If you want to find out how old you may live to be, just go look at it now and enjoy.
Well, by the way, this is done by an insurance company.
Yes.
They're putting your answers into this to decide what your life insurance premium
well,
should
yeah.
be.
Well, yeah, and that's exactly, life insurance, that's exactly how it's done. Tom could live in a high crime area, and somebody exactly like Tom could live in a low crime area. Tom's insurance rates are going to be higher than somebody else. There's a lot of factors that go in.
Actuaries get paid a lot of money to
yes,
determine those kind of numbers.
Yeah, they do.
You know what's neat about the survey, though, is it lets you go back afterwards.
Mm-hmm.
So if you say, all right, well, what if I enter everything the same but stop smoking? And then it will say, oh, look, I bumped up my life expectancy 5 years.
Yeah.
You know, what if I'm 30 pounds lighter and you go and enter that bag? Oh, look, that gives me another 5 years, too. So that makes the survey kind of neat.
So if I go back in time and just get another family, I'll do very well. It's not too much. All right, let's talk about Sir Mix-a-Lot just a little bit.
Sir Mix-a-Lot. We're going to talk about Sir Mix-a-Lot.
Yeah, Sir Mix-a-Lot, as we all know, had a big, big hit many, many years ago, like 20 years ago. Well, we can't go on without giving a little bit of this moving, touching rendition. Yeah. Saying flat butts all the thing. Take the average black man and ask him that. She gotta pack much bags. So fellas, there we go. Fellas, yeah. Your girlfriend got your butt.
Hell
tell
yeah.
her shake it,
shake it,
shake it,
shake it,
shake
it.
Shake that healthy butt. Baby got ballet face with an Oakland booty. LA face with an Oakland booty. Now, some
LA face with an Oakland booty. That's
yeah, baby.
What he's saying there.
LA face with an Oakland booty.
I'm glad you speak jive.
Now, you would think that Sir Mix-a-Lot just decided to make this song, make a little bit of a little ditty, as we say, in order to make fun of the sisters and their fine, round, brown,
careful,
whatever,
careful
just
air.
Big old booties. Just, but no, he says that he was making an artistic and meaningful statement with his song.
Oh, of course he was.
He interviewed in the Phoenix Times recently, and he says that he was making some very serious points. He said, I wanted to do more than rap about women as sex objects. Oh, well, that absolutely he
that
did it.
Of course, it'd be refreshing.
I wanted to talk about something that a lot of people were trying to avoid. He says, in that era, if you were an African-American woman with any type of mainstream success, you were forced to assimilate into white culture. He said magazines like Cosmo and Vogue were very strict about hiring what he calls wasting away heroin addicts. So with that in mind, I wanted to talk about what the brothers think about their women. He said a lot of black women understood the song and the real message behind it. He says if I had approached it from a more serious angle, it wouldn't have been as successful. I had to make it, pardon the pun, tongue-in-cheek to get the message across. So,
well, I mean, there is something to that. I mean, he's suggesting that you didn't have to starve yourself in order to fulfill your supposed place in pop culture.
Yeah.
If in fact you were a legitimate person, you would not care about those
now,
superficial things.
Here's the question I have for you. Do you think that Sir Mix-a-Lot is coming up with a rather intellectual explanation of his song now? Or do you think he meant it back then? I think he's being legitimate, but...
You know what? I'll hold out that he just might be.
But when you have a... I'm going to play it again as we go out, but when your song...
You're going to play it again.
Well, of course I am.
Baby got Back on WSAU. She got to pack much bags. So, fellas, yeah. Fellas, yeah. Has your girlfriend got your butt?
Hell yeah. Shake it, shake it, shake it, shake it, shake it, shake it. Shake that healthy butt. Baby got ballet. We'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.